Hi friends, how are you? Today we will discuss four opportunities in the 5G space which nobody has told you about.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Metaverse Guy podcast. I'm Praful Mathur, co-founder of Vossel and Kweplin, and I'll be your host for today. In this podcast, we discuss augmented reality, virtual reality, Web3, basically all the constituent elements of the metaverse, how it impacts you, how it impacts the world, and what will be the future of all the life that we live because of all these technologies. If you are a technology enthusiast, if you are a marketer, or if you are an entrepreneur, you will find a lot of important information in our podcasts. And if you do find this helpful, please subscribe to our channel, the Metaverse Guy Podcast.
5G is a term we all know very well about. 5G is the fifth generation of broadband cellular networks. And we all know that we get high-speed internet through 5G telecom. We also know that 5G was first launched in Japan by a company called NTT. Many other countries followed, and very recently 5G has also been launched in India by companies like Reliance Jio and Airtel. Now, while we know all of this information, and we as consumers, we also understand the benefits of high-speed internet that we get through this, many times what we are not aware of are the business opportunities that you can have in 5G space. And today we will discuss those business opportunities. And before I start, it's important to understand which segments these business opportunities lie in. And I'm particularly talking about the metaverse space and the augmented reality space, because if you look at 5G, metaverse and AR basically are the ways we will be consuming data a lot, and these will be ways with which we can harness the maximum benefit out of 5G. And I will talk about this in more detail, as in how 5G benefits metaverse and augmented reality and vice versa. But before that, let's quickly go through what metaverse and augmented reality are. If you have been a subscriber to my channel, you would already be aware of what metaverse and augmented reality is, but a quick recap is here. So metaverse is the newest generation of internet. It's the internet which allows us as consumers to be inside of that internet, to be a participant in that internet. And that is through various technology aspects like augmented and virtual reality, which provide you the fabric of this new internet and allows you to become the participant inside. Along with that, you have technologies like Web3, which are decentralized economies, which let you transact in this newest form of internet, which is the metaverse. Secondly, it's important to understand what augmented reality is. Again, as the name suggests, augmented means increased. To augment something is to increase something, and here we are talking about reality. So you first capture your reality through a camera, which could be your smartphone camera, it could be your augmented reality glasses camera. You capture your reality, and then you put virtual 3D digital items into this captured reality, as if you feel that as if these items are inside that reality. Actually, they are not, but you feel as if they are. It looks like that they are, and hence this is called augmented reality. Now that we've kind of recapped what these concepts are, it's important to understand how 5G benefits AR and metaverse and vice versa. Okay, so if you look at the longer term, where we are getting in the world is we will be consuming augmented reality through 5G compatible AR glasses, augmented reality glasses. But the world is not there yet. So today, in the nearer term, what we will be using is Wi-Fi enabled augmented reality glasses, which will talk to the cloud server through a smartphone, which is 5G enabled. Now, what happens is, let me give you a scenario to understand a very critical concept here. As a user, if you were wearing these AR glasses, and let's say you are looking in front and you are standing up, so all of this motion data, all of this data that you are standing up, your posture, etc., is captured by your AR glass, and it is sent to the 5G enabled smartphone through a Wi-Fi. This data from the smartphone now is sent to a cloud server for processing. Now, cloud server then processes this and sends a response data back to the 5G enabled smartphone, and this in turn sends it to the AR glass that you have put on your eyes. Now, this whole cycle of data request and response is called motion to render to photon, M2R2P. The photon is at the end. When once you get this data from the server, it is then displayed on top of your eyes, and that photon with which you see an image through this telephony is called M2R2P. The higher the M2R2P latencies, the laggier the experience you will see through your AR glasses. And 5G is dramatically reducing this latency. Hence, 5G benefits augmented reality and metaverse-based ecosystems, metaverse-based experiences, because this M2R2P latency is decreasing with 5G. On the other hand, how do metaverse and augmented reality benefit 5G? So, metaverse and augmented reality consume a lot of data. Okay, so while we were using 4G, we were consuming a lot of data through watching videos, watching movies, consuming songs by streaming them over various applications. In 5G, while we will be doing all of that we were doing in 4G before, the highest number of kilobytes we will be consuming with augmented reality and metaverses, and hence higher revenue possibilities for telecom operators, which is where metaverse and augmented reality become critical for any telecom operator throughout this world. Okay, so this is the larger benefit that I wanted to talk to you about. And with this, let me finally come to the four layers of this ecosystem, which is where the four opportunities lie for everybody out there to maybe start their businesses in that, maybe start giving some services to this ecosystem. But let's understand that. And I will also put up a diagram in front of you to visualize, to be able to visualize all of this ecosystem in a more detailed way. So if you look at this diagram, the lowest or the bottom layer that you will see is the device layer, which is where, one, we find devices which help us render these metaverses or render these augmented reality experiences. These devices could be your virtual reality devices like Oculuses. These devices could be your augmented reality devices like your Microsoft HoloLenses or Apple glasses, which are, they are saying that they'll be launching them in 2023. Let's hope so. And then these could be your AR-enabled smartphones as well. Along with these, you would also have, the manufacturers in the modem and chip space. So the likes of Qualcomm or the likes of Samsung, etc. So this is your devices layer. On top of the devices layer, then you have your connectivity layer. Now in connectivity, I'm sure you can imagine there would be players in the telecom operator space. So you would have your Verizons, you would have your AT&T, you would have your Reliance Jios, Airtels, and so many others. And then on the other hand, you would have telecom vendors as well. So who help them, put up telecom towers, etc. So you would have your Ericssons of the world or the Nokias of the world. Okay. So these two layers are main layers, on the main hardware sort of layer, on top of which we then create the third layer called the platform layer, which comprises of, one, the infrastructure. And by infrastructure, what I mean is the tools available, the software tools available, which let you create these metaverse experiences, which let you create these augmented reality experiences. Let's take a few examples. One could be the Unreal Engine, which lets you create virtual reality, metaverse-based experiences, metaverse gaming experiences. Another could be your Unity Engine. One would be our platform called Wasl, which lets you create web augmented reality based experiences. Then you would have platforms like Ready Player Me, which allow you to create your avatars in the metaverse space. So these are some infrastructure players. Then you would have app stores as well, which let you download various metaverse augmented reality applications on whichever device you are trying to use your metaverse and augmented reality on. After these, the infrastructure, the app store, come the cloud platform layer, which include the likes of your AWS's from Amazon, Google Cloud Platform, and so on and so forth. And finally, you will have the top layer called the application layer. Now, the application layer includes all the applications that you finally use to experience the metaverse, experience augmented reality, which has been enabled by 5G. Now, these applications could include metaverse games, P2P games like Decentraland, various possibilities there. These could include sandbox. These could include a Minecraft or Fortnite kind of games. These could include your NFT marketplaces like OpenSea, etc. Now, once you're through with all of these four layers, you can find out various opportunities that you can use to get into the 5G metaverse space and maybe create your businesses there. Now, the first and foremost could be the application layer, wherein lie the largest possibilities, the largest opportunities. But because this is more a B2C, you would have larger opportunities, but it's a high risk game as well. So for an example, if you were to create a new P2P game like Decentraland, you know, if you are able to get more and more users on your platform in the metaverse, the higher benefits you will reap. So this opportunity is a higher risk but higher reward kind of a opportunity. Then comes the opportunities in the infrastructure layer. So infrastructure we talked about would be your Unity, Unreal, Wasl, etc. There's a very famous saying by Mark Twain that when everybody is in the gold rush business, it pays to be in the pick and shovel business. What it actually means is that when everybody is trying to get somewhere, if you create tools for them to get there, you will create a good business out of that. So you can create, as an opportunity, what you can find here is that you can create tools to ultimately develop metaverses and augmented reality experiences. A lot of people, a lot of companies, businesses, large and small across the globe would be using your platform, your product to create such experiences. And you will create a big business out of that. And finally, coming to the layer of your connectivity and the devices. Now, these are very large industries. I'm not saying that you can, tomorrow go out and create your or develop your business, manufacturing hardware, manufacturing virtual reality headsets. But what you can do is you can become a supplier to companies in this space. You can provide your services or spare parts in this industry, and you can find your ground there. Now, today is a time wherein the early entrance into this ecosystem, because metaverse, augmented reality, and 5G are all coming up. The earlier entrance in this ecosystem will reap the largest of benefits. Like any other space, once it becomes saturated, then everything is taken care of. But people who create that ecosystem are the biggest beneficiaries of that ecosystem. So I hope that you find this information valuable, and some of you would create great businesses out of this. Please do let us know if this was helpful to you. If you think that I missed out something, if you agree with me, if you don't agree with me, please give us your feedback in the comment section below. And if you want to reach out to us, understand this in more detail, or if you have some business inquiries, I will leave an email ID in the description box as well. And if you like what we just talked about, please consider subscribing to our channel and liking this video as well. Thank you very much.